You put your syrup on or your molasses on and let it boil. You put butter in it and you put a little soda in it, and that makes it foam and makes it kind of white looking. And then when you can tell, you know, when it's ready to come off, and you put peanuts in there, you stir them up, and then you take a big platter and grease it and pour it in there, and then it begins to get hard, you know, cool. Then you take it up in your hands and pull it, and it gets whiter and whiter. Oh, it's so good.
Oh. That sounds interesting.
Yeah.
Do you have to grease your hands?
Yeah.
When you pull it?
Yeah.
Sounds interesting.
It's real good.
If something is not artificial, you wouldn't say it's real, but it's
makeshift.
No, if it's not artificial, it's
natural.
Or
genuine.
All right. Sugar now is sold in packages, but a long time ago it used to be sold in
sacks
or in
barrels.
Well, referring to the fact that
bulk.
That's what I was thinking about. There is something, there's a sweet spread that you make to go on bread and so forth, that you boil the fruit and add sugar and you put it up in jars.
Jelly.
Right? What do you have on the table to season food?
Salt and pepper.
If there's a bowl of fruit, peaches and apples, the peaches and apples on the table, and somebody offers you a peach, you say, no,
get it later.
I'm thinking about the fact that you'd rather have an apple.
Oh.
You say,
no, I'd rather have an apple.
All right, or
get an apple.
All right, or give. I was thinking about asking them to give you an apple.
Oh, yeah.
You'd say,
get me an apple.
All right. It wasn't these boys. It must have been one of
somebody else's boys.
All right. We were talking a little while ago. We kind of laughed about the expression yonder.
Uh-huh.
All right, let me kind of try out something. When you're talking about yonder, would the barn there, could you say about that barn, it's out yonder?
Well, it seemed like when you say out yonder, you mean a little bit further off.
Okay, would my car be out yonder?
Yeah, I guess it would.
What about the house of the black people down there? Is it over yonder?
It's down the road.
Right, but I'm thinking about yonder now. Would you be able to say about their house, it's down yonder?
Yeah, I guess you would. You say it's right down yonder.
All right. What about that chair? Or let's try the table. Now, if you wanted, say, one of the little books over there, would you say, get me that book over yonder?
Yeah, I've heard that expression.
Well, I'm talking about what you would say.
Yeah.
Could yonder be used for something that close to you? Okay, so it could be that
could
close
be closed up farther off.
All right. That's a good word, isn't it?
Yeah.
What we do without that. The opposite of rich is?
The what now?
The opposite of rich is?
The office of.
No, the opposite.
Oh,
of
rich is poor.
You have out here a group of trees together, and you call them a pecan what?
Grove.
Orchard. All right. Would fruit trees be an
orchard?
All right. You'd call pecan trees an orchard, too?
Well, you could, but mostly they call a pecan grove.
They do.
I've heard that. Uh-huh.
All right. What other kinds of trees are there in the area?
Oak trees, red oaks, and pin oak, white oak, pine. You mean that's around here?
Yeah, just every kind of tree that you can think of.
Oh, let's see. Oh,
in this area,
there's mimosas, and and redbud. Pecan trees, oak trees, pin oaks, water oaks,